So we are on chapter A, and we are going to learn more the details of the letters. What's important? What's not important? And we saw already the Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. We said that Gimel and Dalet represent the poor and the rich. Then we have the Hay. So the Hay, let me show you on the board. Baruch Hashem, we have a new board. It's amazing. So, the Hay. So the Hay. We said that we have six letters that has one crown. Six letters with three crowns, and all the other letters doesn't have any crowns. What is the simanim? So, anyone wants to say?
Shabbos, yes, is one.
No.
Well, three crowns.
Three. Another one. Three. Shatnez Gez is three crowns.
For one crown is Bedekhaya.
Bedekhaya. And then all those that doesn't have
Melechet
Sofer. Amazing. Chazak Baruch. So basically, the letter Hey has a crown. You see? So this is the roof. The Hay. This is Ktavat Murazaken.
Beautiful.
Okay. Ktavat Murazaken is, I think, a personal idea. It's the most beautiful Ktav. So it's very nice. Okay.
You have bad, that's
no, because it's very nice. It's very nice. So, hey. צריך לעשות עליך תחילת תג קטן. תג קטן למעלה בצד שמאל. So, according to Murazaken, the first crown is to be here. You understand? The crown is to be here on the end of the letter. But here, because he speaks about another kind of letter, he says that here it needs to be only a tag, meaning a something going out. And then you have one crown on the middle of the letter. Okay? But no matter if it's on the end, on the middle of the letter, it needs to have one crown. But he says it needs to have one tag, katan lemala betzat small, vegam ba'chore hayase oketz katan, and also here it needs to be very, very sharp. Very sharp. Why? Because, again, we always want this to be very sharp, to not look like a resh. Okay? Merubad kedalet, it needs to be sharp like a dalet. Okay, velo agula keresh, and not round like a resh. Okay, because he says that the foot of the hay needs to be a continuation of the end.
Here. So this is like a dalet though.
Here. Right. He said that it needs to be, so if it's not sharp, it will be really a resh. Right. Right? So we did the dalet like this. But if you remember the letter dalet, we said that we have two ways how to do it. Either on the end, either a little bit inside of the roof. You understand? So he speaks about when you do the foot on the end, on the corner here. Okay? And if it's not sharp here, so it will look like a resh. Okay? So therefore, it's very important to have it very sharp. Okay? And then he says, from the roof to the dot needs to be max one kulmus.
From the inside.
What is kulmus?
The space.
Kulmus is the wide of that letter. Okay? If you write very, very small, so that wide. If very big, that wide. Okay, maximum. So it could be less, but not wider, like more further than one kulmus from the roof. Okay? ולא תהיה סמוכה לגגי אלא יהיה ביניהם, and not too close from the roof. To the roof. כל כך כדי ש... just in the right position in order for a simple person to understand that this is a hay on the Sefer Torah. When you reading from the Sefer Torah, you could identify it as a letter in the a letter hey. והנה גם המשמג הגה, אפילו נגיע הגה דקה, כחות השערה, פסולה. And here comes an halakha, that this halakha, it's very extremely important, and this halakha is applied to the he and to the kuf. Two letters only have this halakha. And the halakha says that if the dot, okay, no matter which ktav, Arizal, no matter, you have even a thin line connecting it, it's pasul. Usually, if let's say you have a shin, okay, let's make a quick shin, like this, something like that, and you have a very thin connection like this, you could just scratch it. Okay?
But here you cannot scratch.
Why? Because this makes the pasul, the letter. Here also is pasul, but there is a difference. The he has the halakha that it will be a questionable chet, and then if you take off the thing, it's becoming a he. Meaning that the he became kosher not because you wrote it, because you scratched it. Because you scratched this, therefore it became a he. And before he was what? It was a questionable chet. So therefore it's not kosher. The kuf as well. The kuf, if the foot of the kuf touch the roof, is the same we're going to see later.
Like in shin, since that line does not change the letter.
Making another letter.
Shin, it looks like a shin.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Okay? Of course, it's only when it's very thin and it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So he says, ולא תהי הנקודה נגד אמצע הגג, אלא נגד סוף או בצד שמאל. And he says, don't... The dot here needs to be at the end. Okay? At the end of the roof. Okay? The end is here. Not here. Here. At the end of the roof, it needs to be the dot. Okay? Not inside. Okay? Don't put the dot here in the middle and then you have a piece of roof going out. It's not good. Okay? Because if you put it in the middle and then you have the roof going out, it's pasul, and we need to fix it. Just in case that you're writing Sefer Torah, Tfin and Mezuzot, so this fixing would not be good. So then it's kosher. So what he says, listen up. If you have a hay like this, okay, and this hay, instead of putting the dot at the end of the roof, you put it on the middle. Mm. It says that it's pasul. What's mean pasul? Meaning that you need to fix it. You erase the dot and you put a new dot on the end. Very good. Now, if it's a mezuzah, if it's a tefillin, and you wrote afterwards all the letters, you said it will not be able to fix it. Why? Because it needs to be on a chronological order. And if you take the dot, it will not be a hey, and then the hey will be kosher after the end of the mezuzah, which will not be kosher. You understand what I mean? Because it needs to be in order. The letter hey needs to be before and after the letter before and after. Okay? כסדרן. וצריך לתקנה, אלא אם כן, אין תיקון מועיל, אז יש לאחשר אפילו לכתחילה, אין מגן אברהם, ונראה ליד, על כל פנים יש להבחין את זה תינוק, אם קורה כראוי, ורבינו אינו מצריך תינוק, אין הערה. He says, and of course we need to show a child, because we have a doubt. We have a doubt if it's a hay or not a hay. Okay? ויש בשם יקבל ידו יש הנקודה שדתה דקה למעלה, ואהבה קצת. So he says, here, the dot needs to be thin on the top, big on the bottom. Okay? So this is for Admor Hazaken. If it's Arizal, it goes like this. Upside down yud. Okay, so this yud is like this. So it's thin emala, thin on the top and wide on the bottom.
Upside.
Yes. Okay. Vave ktsat lemata, ke ein yud afucha, just like upside down yud. Kitmunata e, because the hey, we always did that. We said that every letter is a combination of letters. Okay? You remember that? The dalet is a combination of two vav. Now the he is a dalet plus a yud. וכול ההין חוץ מהאשר שמעויה ברוך הוא שיש בהם קבלת אחרת ותהה הנקודה עקומה למטה לצד ימין ולא לצד שמאל פן תדמה לתו. Okay, so the yud here needs to be, if you make a yud like this for like Arizal, okay, you need to make it that the yud goes inside this way, because if you make
upside down you
like this and you put it here, it will be like a taf. It will look like a taf. A taf. Mm-hmm. You see why? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want me to do it?
It's fine. No. It's fine.
Just for you, I want you to, because if you see, if I'm making a yud like this, it's a hey, but it looks like a taf because mm-hmm. You understand? So therefore, it needs to be a inside yud in all the hay, beside of the hay of Shem Hashem. The hay of Shem Hashem, it's completely different hay, and we will learn Bezat Hashem when we arrive to it. V'teha nekuda akuma lemata letzad yamin velo letzad smol. Okay, this is for the hay. So again, what we saw? We saw that it needs to be a small cut, a tag. Then we said the tag is this, the crown. Then it needs to be sharp. Then we spoke why it needs to be sharp, not be like a resh. Then we said that it needs to be thin on the top, wide in the bottom. It needs to be inside, the hay inside like this, okay? And, this is it, I think. Yes. Okay, yes, and so it should not be in the middle of the hay. It should be in the end, in the edge. Okay, because if it's in the middle, you need to fix it. Or you need to show to a child if it's a hey, if he says that this is a hey, you're fine. If not, you need to fix it. Okay, it's possible. Okay, this is for the hey. Good? You want to take a picture? You took already? I don't know if you will understand, but...
take a picture. I send it to the chat, the Arizal version.
Oh, very nice. Perfect, yes. Very nice.
To the chat, I send it.
Okay.
That is a
So let's
I'm out of space, my phone.
Understood.
So therefore I wanted to make the drive thing so we could just
understood.
Apply on the chat on the
makes sense, absolutely.
So even if you don't have any memory, you could perfect. Very nice. Okay, now we are going to make a vav. Vav is very, very very simple, but it's very hard as well. It's not very hard, but it's hard. It's not easy. Why? Because the vav, if you make a little bit wide, the vav, it's becoming a resh, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. If it's too short, it's becoming a yud. Okay, so it's basically a letter that it's in the middle. So it says like this, the vav. Like this. Okay, vav. It says, צריך, וו, צריך את ראשה קצר שלא תדמה לרש. Don't make it wide, okay? Don't make it wide, because afterwards it will become a resh. You see? This is the וו. If it's wide, it's a resh already. It's a problem. Problematic וו. Okay, ורגלה ארוך שלא תדמה ליוד ותיפסל. And also, don't make it here. Short foot. You see the short foot?
You don't want to make
then
it a yud.
It's becoming a yud. It's not good as well. V'etav sh'tiyah agula letzad yamin b'rosha sh'lo tidmeh lezayin. Also, very important to not have it, to not have it sharp.
More sharp corner.
It needs to be round. Okay, it's obvious. We know what is a vav.
What's the first thing you said about?
Not long like a resh, not short like a yud. Not sharp because...
Oh, not long like... Okay.
Not long like this, wide.
The top, roof.
Yeah, roof, yeah.
So then, short roof, yeah, long foot.
And, yeah, on the back, on the top right, it needs to be round and not sharp, and not like a corner, because it will be like a zayin, painted mele zayin.
No sharp, okay.
Okay. ואף הפי שראש הזין עובר משני צדדים מכמה קומה שלחו שמה תינוק קרן לזין ותיפס אליסס בגדיס, he says, but I don't understand. If, let's say, the Vav is becoming with a square like this. Let's make another Vav here. Square. Okay, he says, don't do it. Why? Because it will be a Vav, but basically it's a Zayin. But I, one second. A Zayin is a letter that goes on the on the, on the two side, okay? It goes on the two sides. So why you say that it's a Zayin if there is only one side? Do you understand my question? Mm-hmm. He says, you're right, it's still a Vav, but you need to fix it. Because if one day a child that sees it, he says, oh, I see a Zayin, that's it, the Vav is pasul. Meaning that it will be kosher even if it's with a corner. But if a child one day will call it a Zayin, it's pasul. Now, you should understand that only if there is a doubt, if the child read it like your doubt, this is pasul. Let's say you show to a child the aleph and he says, oh, this is a shin. Is the aleph pasul?
Yes.
No, of course not. Even if it's, because it's not matching to this, right? Now, if he says, if you show him a bet and he says, oh, it's a dalet, no, also not. But if he shows a vav and he says, with a square like this, and he says it's a Zayin because it's becoming a Dao, so it's becoming pasul. You understand? Meaning that we have a doubt about it. This is when the child could make a letter pasul. You understand? Yes.
But there's a Dao and he gets a Parish.
So you need to see. Why are you asking him? Because you have a doubt about the day, right? What is your doubt? If, let's say, the problem is that the back of it is round, so you have a doubt if it's a resh or not, and he says a resh pasul. But if you have a problem that this dalet is too long, like a chasufit, and he says, oh, it's a resh. No, it's not your doubt. Your doubt needs to be what the child is telling you. Do you understand? Okay. Now, ועל פי הסוד צריך להיות רגלה פשוט בשווה ועוביו מתמעט והולך. Now, something very important. So this I'm erasing because this is not the right one. He says like this, something very important, you see, I made it in purpose. This, the foot needs to go, not straight, but more you go down, and more it needs to be
narrow, and sharp,
right? And but then he's standing with a very sharp point. This is Alpi Kabbalah. על פי קבלה, the vav is to go down and sharp. ועל פי קבלה, הרידה צריך להיות קוץ או קץ קטן מצד שמאל בראש כל הרבים שבתפילין ולא בספר תורה. And here he says, the Arizal says that this קוץ, what is a קוץ?
The tip, exactly.
The tip needs to be here only for tefillin. And not for the sefer Torah.
Okay. Not for the only tefillin, but not for mezuzah, nothing, right?
He doesn't speak about mezuzah. He says only tefillin velo sefer Torah. Okay. Okay. This is the vav. So again, what we saw: the vav needs to be round on the back because if not, and first of all, let's start from the beginning. The vav needs to be short in the roof because if it's wide in the roof, it's becoming a resh. If it's short on the foot, it's a yud. Now, he says, on the back, it needs to be
round,
because if it's sharp, it will be a safek,
safek
zayin. If the child read it as zayin, it's a problematic. Then, al pikabat arizal, the foot needs to go down and be sharp, okay, on the point, okay. Then we said that the cuts, what did you say?
The tip
needs to be there only for
Tefillin,
and not for Sefer Torah. Okay, this is what he said. Yes?
Yes.
You want to take a picture or it's fine?
Yeah, keep taking pictures.
Very nice. It's much better on something else, a new wall.
It's a new wall.
For the question.
You need to get a better eraser than that. I think you should get a. Yes, maybe it's easier this way.
You have something?
Yeah, it's very easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Take this.
But I'm not sure that it
is. Yeah, it's gonna work.
T-shirt.
It's gonna work, yeah. It's very good.
Amazing.
It's perfect. No stress, less time.
Okay. Zayin, צריך להיזהר, so let's make a Zayin. Zayin is Shatnez Gates. How many crowns?
Three.
Shatnez Gates. Melechet Sofer, Sofer Samech Vav. So Vav? No. Melechet Sofer. Shatnez Gates has three. So let's make three. I'm making again Zayin like Admor HaZaken. I'm teaching you what I know. And then if you want to change to anything else, you're free. I'm giving you the keys. That's it. Okay. So this is Zayin. Up. And up. And by the way, the crowns, usually the first one is the smallest one, then the middle one is the highest one, and the middle, you see? Got it? This is usually how
it is. Do you start from the left to the right, or you could do vice versa?
There is just to be like practical.
Mm-hmm.
Practical, usually you start from the left one and then you finish the letter with the two right ones, usually. Then, but if you want to start any other way, it's fine. Okay. So the Zayin et Si, v'tzarech lezeh shalo yehe ragla aroch, shalo tedme lenun peshuta. So he says like this. Usually, how many kulmusim, what is the measurement of a letter? Kulmus.
Mm-hmm.
How many kulmusim wide and tall needs to be?
Depends on the writing.
3 by 3. Amazing.
Right.
It depends on the writing, but it's the wide of that kulmus. 3 by 3.
In all? No, because Zion is a small, it's only one kulmus.
So, yeah, because it's a Zion.
Yeah, but if,
but if you have a letter that is wide and tall, yeah, it's 3 by 3.
Right. It depends on
if
the
it's a Vav or a Zion, it's usually 3 by 1.
Right.
Okay, this is one kulmus, okay, it's in Hebrew, and this, what it should be, 3 kulmusim, but here he says, no, Zayin needs to be less than 3 kulmusim, why? 2.9, okay? Why is that? Because if you make it 3, he might look like a nun sofit. How do you make a nun sofit?
Yeah, the bring it down, more low.
That's it. This is a nun sofit. Okay, so it's. You understand? This is a Zayin. Let's make on a small dot. Or maybe we could make on different colors.
Wow, it's professional. Here we go.
Look at that. This is a nun sofit. And this is a Zayin. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay. So what we should make sure? We should make sure that the Zayin should be smaller than usual. The usual measurement for the height of a letter is 3 kulmusim. This one needs to be a little bit less, because if you make 3, you might make it a little bit more, and then it's becoming a questionable nun sofit. And if you have a question, what do?
Ask a
child. Exactly, you need to ask a child. And if the child says it's a shin, what do?
Huh? Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Fine. But if he says it's a nun, it's a problem. Got it? צריך לזהר שלא יהיה רגלה ארוך שוטט מן נון פשוטה ותפסול על ידי קריאת התינוק. And he will be not kosher if the child says it's a nun sofit. וראשה צריך להיות עובר מבית הצדדים. Then, second halacha. It needs to be a little bit here and a little bit here. Okay? Even a da. Even something small. But it needs to be, the Zayin needs to be two letters. Yotet meleva, because if you have only one, like this.
Two.
It will be a Vav.
Yeah.
From either way.
Yeah.
It could be a Vav Afuch, meaning upside down Vav. Ve'yihe merubah al pi asod. And it needs to be square according to the secret of the Torah. Okay, square. Admor HaZaken says it doesn't supposed to be so square. But here he says it needs to be square. Good? So again, less than 3 kulmusim, design. 3 crowns needs to be sharp and a little bit here, a little bit here. Okay? Picture?
Yeah, picture.
Yeah.
It's good.
What has to be sharp?
The edges.
It has to be sharp?
It needs to be sharp according to sod.
According to Aristotle.
So wait, you Asmoza can write like this.
Yes.
Azia with the sharp.
Yes.
But the same bottom is the same.
Meaning Asmoza can, it would not be so round basically.
Yeah, a little bit sharp, you know.
Yeah, but it's still round. It's not perfectly.
And for the Arizal, it's the same thing, the same leg?
No. So the leg of Arizal
is the other leg, no? It's more like,
is like this.
Like a triangle, no?
This is Arizal. Okay. You go down and then you like this.
Diamond.
Something like this. Okay, this is the Zain. You take the picture.
Question about the crowns. Is it that you said the left one is smaller than the right one in the middle? Is the height as big as that? Go with the fingers. That's what the fingers are.
The smallest one is the right
one. If you go like this.
If you go like this.
Turn your hand around like this.
Go like this?
Yeah, that's true.
No, but
no, your left hand.
My left hand.
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do right there?
Yeah.
My right hand.
Looks
it's a good point. I don't know. I never saw that. I never saw the explanation.
It looks like.
It's a good point. Okay. Then we have Chet. We are going further. Okay. Let's make it a Chet. The Chet, basically, according to all kind of writing, is different. What is the combination of the Chet? Is the Chet a combination of a Vav and Zayin or two Zayin?
Depends on who. It fits. Well,
Sephardi, what is
Sephardi?
Sephardi
is two Zayin. Yeah.
So Arizal, he says Vav and Zayin. So Bet Yosef, Zayin and Zayin. And Amorazaken is Vav and Zayin.
Vav and Zayin. Like
Arizal.
No, he's going as more.
The Amorazaken, it goes. It's a mix for everything. Okay. So let's make the Chet. Okay. Then it's bedek chaya, right? It's a chet. So you have a
crown,
right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, but that crown gets lost, though, no? This first crown, then we connect.
Okay. One second. I want it to be too much, but it's fine. Good. Mm-hmm. This is a chet.
Hold on.
So I made a crown on the ends. But he will say right now that on the end it's only a kotz, and you make the crown right next to it.
So why is this vav different than the other vav that you did?
The other one, right?
Yeah, this vav. So this vav is basically has a little
where
bubble at the bottom.
This is the ktavat mozaken.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why. Maybe to make a difference between the real vav and the vav of the chet, I'm not sure. But there is it goes a little bit backward, a little bit. Okay, chet, lechat chet zayach shnei zayinim, so he says here in the halacha that it needs to be two zayin, like the ktav sefaradik and bet yosef, two zayins. So instead of having a vav here, you have a zayin, two times this, zayin, and a small roof on the middle, titora. Chatotora. Yiyeh Rosha Agol Betzad Yamim Lechatchila. So he says, Zayin V'Azayin Arishona Yiyeh Rosha Agol. He says, if you make it a Zayin, let's make it a Zayin. You know what? Because we speak about this halacha, let's make it a Zayin. There we go. Okay, two Zayins. But he says the first, number one, first Zayin, second Zayin. Okay? First Zayin and second Zayin. The first Zayin, make it round, don't make it sharp. Usually a Zayin we say that is square, usually, right? But he says here, no, this Zayin needs to be round. Of course, if you made it square, it's fine. But lechatchila, make the first corner of the Zayin
round.
V'chatoteret al gabehen mechabran lechatchila, and on the top needs to be a roof. Okay. Now, you know, in the Sidurim, what is our chet of Sidurim? Like this.
Yeah, it's just two. Yeah. Why is that?
We don't have the roof. So this called a chet of Rashi. Rashi's chet is like this, without a roof.
I'm not making sure. I'm not like your chet in your book. Without a gag, it's called Rashi's chet. Without a chatoteret, so it's also a kosher chet, but not as we want. In the Gemara, which is the base of the Aleph Bet that we always had, is with the roof. Therefore, listen closely to that. If you have a doubt about a chet, what do?
Ask the child.
You don't ask a child. Because which chet the child knows?
That one.
That one. Exactly. So he will never tell you the truth about that chet, because he doesn't know that thing of the roof. And a vav and a zain, he will tell you, oh, this is a vav, this is a zain.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what is a chet. Okay, so don't ask a child about a chet. The chet is not a letter that you could ask about. Do you understand? So, make sense?
Yeah. Mm, okay.
So, וחזרת גם לך נורא לחתחילה וגם את הקטן בראש רגל הסמלי וגם תג קטן בראש וגם תג קטן בראש הסמלי. And then you have a tag קטן here. You see the tag? The, how do you call it?
Tip.
Exactly. Okay. ועל פי קבלת אריזל צריך להיות רגל הימני כמו וב. Now he says אריזל. Not like what we said until now. Until now we said it's two zain. Arizal says, no, do a vav and a zain. רגל הימני כמו וב בתפילין. וקו החוטט רט של גבי הימין יהיה אב. And he says like this, Arizal. So let's make it as Arizal here.
How is vav different from the sign? It's almost the same.
The vav is, the vav, the foot also of vav. The vav goes on the corner. You know,
closer to the vav.
This is a vav.
Okay. Yes, true.
Understand? A zain, he goes further.
So this, like this,
so this is the head of the vav, but the leg of a zain.
No, the leg of previous a zain one. Is when it's a middle.
Yeah.
When it's on the corner, it's a vav.
Yeah.
Like a regular vav in the siddur, okay?
No, the previous one that you had prior to this.
Because I made two times a zain.
Uh-huh.
This one and this one is zain. So
but the head of the vav. But the head of the...
Ah, because it's round,
yeah.
You say.
Yeah.
But it's not. It doesn't say it needs to be run because it's a vav. It says, according to Kabbalah, it doesn't give the reason for that.
But that's what I was like.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So, it says here, Arizal says, make a vav and a zayin. Kamo vav betfilin, vekav achotet ret shal gabe regal hayamin, ye av, veshal regal asmol ye dak. It says like this. Now, about the roof. Let's redo it. Which side of the roof needs to be thick and each one needs to be thin?
The thick one is the right side.
So this one needs to be thick.
Yeah, the thin one is the left side.
And this one is the thin. At Murazaken is the opposite. The small one, the small.
The left side.
The left side needs to be thick. And then
the right side
is very thin. Exactly. You understand? He says, שגבי הימין, את המנסקן, כמו, ועל פי הקבלת האריזל, צריך להיות רגד הימיני כמו וב בתפילין. The Arizal says the right letter is a וב. וקו החוטט רט, שעל הרגל הימין, and the קו, meaning the line on the חוטט רט, meaning on the roof, it needs to be thicker than the left one. Okay, ושל רגל השמאל יהיה דק, ולא יאריך בגג הכלל. It doesn't need to be a very tall one, a short one. כלל. Okay? ואם העריך, היינו שעשה שני זיינים רחוקים, Now, what's the הלכה? So, this is the chet of Rashi, okay? You understand what is the chet of Rashi? Perfect. Now, what's the הלכה? If, let's say, you make a zayin here, let's say it's two zayin, okay? Zayin here, like this, and he made a huge one. Is it a chet or not?
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. What was that?
Look at the case here. Chet. Zayin and zayin with a long roof. He wants a big house here.
Yeah,
big chupa. Big chupa.
Say it's a safek, no?
Let's see. Well, it says like this. Ve'imeirich, if he made it very long. Ve'sha'asa shne zayin rechokim, and he made two zayin far away one from the other. Ve'gag rachav, and a wide gag, pesula. It's pasul. Pasul.
No good.
So let's say what it should be in order that you know what it should not be. Here in the middle between this and this needs to be half of kumus, meaning less than the wide of a letter. Okay, half of kumus. Good. Because it needs to be close, but not too close and not too far away. Because if it's too far away, it's pasul. Mishum de lo havecha tutret. Because this is not considered to be a roof. Ubetfilin mezuzah en latikun. And for the tefillin, for the Sefer Torah, you know, you will have a, when you write, I will teach you Bezat Hashem later. By the end, let's say, if you have a line that finishes with a chet, and you need to finish on the line, on the end of the line, right? And you see that you don't have letters, so you want to finish the letter, the line with a big long chet. You cannot do that.
No.
Because we said that this is pasul.
No.
So what do? You need to make longer other letters that you could make them longer, and then you make a chet, a regular chet like this one, at the end of the letter, ואם יאריך החט עד שנשתנה צורת הזעין לגמרי פסולה. He says, ובתפין אין לה תיקון משום דלא כסדרן. He says like this, he says, ואם יאריך החט, okay, basically he's saying what we just said, that if it's a long חט, it's פסול. אבל... Now we are bringing the Dea of Rashi. What is the Rashi's Chet? With no roof. Basically only the regular top. Without that. Kemo shehi biktav Sfaradit anikra velish. Just like what the Sephardic are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have a roof? The Sephardic have a roof?
Yeah, of course.
So he says here that Sephardic doesn't have a roof.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a question on him.
On him. I mean, look, I saw it.
This is not the Ktav Sfaradi there.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you have all the guys?
We shared the Yalkut Yosef.
Yes, I have
one. The Yalkut Yosef, let's see on the Yalkut Yosef, I will tell you.
Yeah, here. So here's our head. Well.
1 second.
Yeah,
it's right,
I got it.
Exactly, look at that.
Yeah.
So you see, he's right. Okay, but basically, maybe it's the Yakut Yosef, maybe concretely we don't do that. Exactly, you see? So you say, Sephardic and Bet Yosef. So basically, your chet is a Bet Yosef chet. Sephardic, you saw? It's a Rashi.
That says don't ask the child.
You see? Thank you for posting that.
I got it.
Thank you. Very nice. I don't know where you found it, but it's amazing.
From Yakut Yosef.
Why, you took a picture at one
moment? Yeah,
one
day. Very
science. So, okay, this is the letter of Rashi, which is a long roof, a regular top. But if, let's say, he made a long Rashi chet, like this.
Yeah, it's like a top.
No, straight, without a foot. So this will be kosher. This will be kosher. Okay, because it's still a chet. Okay? He says, אפילו יאריך בקשרה בדיעבד. קשר בדיעבד. קשר בדיעבד. בדיעבד. What is בדיעבד? Meaning that if in any case you cannot fix it, leave it as is and it's fine. But it's בדיעבד. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So why don't people use it? Why don't Sefer Torah write with Rashi? Honestly, no. I don't see Sefer Torah with Rashi.
Chet of Rashi?
Never. All that stuff look at
the old them. Ones, the old ones, the ones that were written like 150 years ago, 200 years ago.
So the Mount Sinai Torah that was Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, all this stuff from all the Shemit. Which head did he use?
Exactly. This is the
whole question, right?
We don't have a Sephardic. We have the Maran of Rotenburg. The Maran of Rotenburg, he was a rabbi that was a hostage by the governor, and he passed away. He passed away because he didn't allow the community to buy him back from the governor from higher than the regular price to buy him back. And he passed away in the prison. And there is the whole story how he got a Sefer Torah in prison of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he copied down a Sefer Torah from that Sefer Torah. And that Sefer Torah that he wrote, not the one of Moshe Rabbeinu,
his
Sefer Torah, we have it. You know that there is a machloket. There is one letter machloket in the Sefer Torah. If it needs to be Aleph, Pesua Daka with the Aleph or with the Hey. Okay? Sephardic people are saying that it's with the Hey. Ashkenazic people are usually it's with the Aleph. And in the Sefer Torah of Maran de Rotenburg, it says with the Aleph. But it says that whoever is writing with a hey, because so a huge part of the Jewish people got it with a hey and they accepted it, meaning it's also kosher. But what we see here, we see that we have that Sefer Torah that is very, very special Sefer Torah. I don't know if today we kept it. Maybe with the war it got lost, but we had it, and many people saw it. Okay. So he says, so if he made a long chet with chatoteret, as we do today, pasul. Okay? If he did a long chet, bedievet kasher. If you cannot fix it, of course. Even if this is not square, it's fine. אוקיי, ומכמה קרמים תזקן בספר תורה בשבת או בתמונת בית ווין וחתותרת על גביהן אין להוצאה אחרת ורבינו נזכר נרד החולק על זה He says, if on Shabbat you find such a thing, do you need to take a new ספר תורה? No, you don't need to. So what we saw, let's recap the letter chet.
Three different versions.
So, here it needs to be round. Here needs to be a tip. Here needs to be wide, and here thin. Here, then what he said? We said that it's half of
kumus. Now, it's supposed to be thick.
Thick, yeah, thick, and then this is rashichet. This is pasul, and this is kashar bedieved. I think we said everything here about zechet. If I miss something, you could add. Okay, you can take the picture if you want.
Rashi had also the cut with the tag.
It doesn't say. Maybe. Okay. You got it?
Okay.
Tet.
Oh wow.
You know what? Let's continue Tet after Mincha.
I won't be here.
You won't be here?
No, I gotta go to my brother's Joseph.
Oh, yeah, you told me.